Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking God for all you listening. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain copy of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that information to you as well. For those of you that don't like making your prayer requests over the air or asking your questions over the air, contact me at Nathaniel Hunt, 1971@gmail.com. That's Nathaniel Hunt, 1971@gmail.com. And I will get that information to you as well. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God again today. And for those of you listening, hey, if you don't mind, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day that you have blessed us once again to see. And we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will bless us right now in Jesus' name for your glory. Bless us with the presence of your spirit right now and release the understanding in our hearts that we so desperately need. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, and we magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are on the Midnight Cry Foundation Repentance, Thursdays, or right now for this Thursday, Wednesdays, will be given to Foundation Repentance. And we had been looking at this part of the series, talking about repentance, amen, and how that repentance, when God is telling his people to repent, is connected into a wrongful or a sinful act. Well, today, we're going to open up with a scripture from one of the Lord's books called The Word of the Lord. The word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he'd been sending through his angel messenger, entitled The 27th Message. Amen. Jesus sent this message out September the 2nd, 1931. September the 2nd, 1931. And this message has approximately 15 verses. I'm going to read one of them, which is verse 12. As we open up today with the word of God on this subject today. Amen. The word of God says, beware, be careful in your travels, for Satan will seek to destroy and hinder the Lord's work that I told you to do. This is a time of turmoil and distress, for Satan will send destruction everywhere. Build ye upon the foundation Christ has laid. Now, one of the things we want to look at in what I read to you is the part where the Lord said, build upon the foundation Christ has laid. Now, I don't know how much more specific do the Lord have to get. He didn't just say, build on the foundation, okay? If he'd have said that, then that would leave you open to build up on anything. But he was more specific. He said, build upon the foundation Christ laid. Now, I hate to say this, but some of us as Christians, we act like we are afraid to stand for Christ. We act like we are afraid to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We act like we're afraid. We act like we're afraid when people call us narrow-minded because we're telling them that Christ is the only way. Buddha's not the way. Hinduism's not the way. Roman Catholicism is not the way. Islam is not the way. You know, all these other religions is not the way. And so it's like we get ashamed, we get afraid to proclaim that there's only one way, and it's the way of Jesus Christ, because we're afraid of what people are going to say about us. For those of you that say, well, hey, they're going to talk about me, here's my answer to that. They sure are, okay? But here's the thing. Is what Christ can reward you with greater, or is what they do is greater? You have to decide that. Brother Nate can't decide that for you. Amen? So he said, build on the foundation Christ has laid. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, let's go from there to our Bibles. Amen? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Amen? Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to go to verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Amen? And the word of God says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Now, he mentions in there the foundation of repentance from dead works. So this is what we're looking at today, the foundation of repentance. These six that Christ named or had to be named in this sixth chapter of Hebrew, verse 1 and 2, is altogether formed the overall foundation Christ laid. So we're talking about the foundation of repentance today. Amen? This is what we're looking at today. Hallelujah. And remember, in understanding about repentance, we got to look at three things involved. Number one, you do have to change your mind about what you're doing. Okay, if you're keeping the same old mind about it, you know, amen, you're not going to rightfully repent. Number two, you do have to express some kind of remorse, okay? In repentance, there is remorse, okay, involved in repentance, an expression of remorse. Once again, a changing of the mind is involved in repentance. But also, here's the other thing, and this is the thing I think is the biggie. This is the thing that I think that the majority of us as Christians really struggle at, is that repent also means to turn away from sin to the amendment of one's life, okay? To turn away from that sin. So that's what's involved in repentance, turning away from the sin. Not saying I'm sorry, but you're continually doing it. That's not a full repentance. Some of us, we go through the I'm sorry thing, which is part of it, but that's as far as we go. Okay, we don't turn away from the thing. We keep on committing it, but we think because we said we're sorry, that take care of everything. Okay, you see what I'm saying? In other words, I have seen that about some Christians who claim to be of the Lord. I have seen that they have become comfortable in just saying I'm sorry, but not really want to stop committing the act. You understand what I'm saying? So this is why they so freely do it, and this is why many of us be shocked that when they come to you and say, hey, I'm sorry for what I did, and they turn right back, I mean right back around. We ain't talking about months down the road, years later. We're talking about right back and do the same thing without breaking the beat. And you're wondering, like, what is going on? Wait a minute, you just told me yesterday that you were sorry for doing it, and you're doing it without any hesitation. Because for the most part, they don't have a mind to really want to quit. Now, today, as we look on this foundation of repentance, today what we're going to look at, and this is what we got to understand, in order for us, and I want you to hear this, because we're going to go into scripture on this, in order for us as Christians to truly repent, we need faith. Now, I'm going to say that again. In order for us to truly repent, we need the faith to repent. Now, remember, we have discussed about faith, not just any faith, but the God kind of faith. We have discussed about what it is. It is believing God's word, taking him at his word. It's not feeling like he's right or thinking he's right. Amen. It's just believing his word, coming to accepting it to be true without any kind of, quote, evidence needed to your senses. You get what I'm saying? That's the God kind of faith. And we need to have that faith in order to truly repent. And we're going to go into the scriptures for in a minute. Some of you say, well, Brother Nate, what do you mean? What do you mean? In other words, give you an example. One of the reasons why we're told to study the word of God is that we may show ourselves approved unto God. Okay? Amen. Another reason is that we may learn how to come closer to Christ, because in order for us to come closer to Christ, there are going to have to be some things in our life we got to drop off that could be hindering our closeness to him, okay? So the word of God, what it does, it tells us about ourselves. And what we're supposed to do is take our life and measure it by the word and see if we're walking according to the word. Now, here's the thing. When the word shows you and tell you that something, a certain act is wrong or sinful, and you know you're committing that act, the God kind of faith says, I believe Jesus knows what he's talking about. I just sin. I did wrong. I need to repent. See, it's not about you saying, well, I don't feel that's wrong. I don't feel nothing wrong with it. For example, I've talked to people about, say, for example, what God calls adultery. Well, I've talked to certain people and they said, well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. If two people love each other, I said, and they're married to other people, well, you know, love is kind of funny. Not the God kind of love. Maybe that old natural human love, yeah, but not the God kind of love. The God kind of love ain't funny like that. The Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 13 that the love of God rejoices not in iniquity, okay? So that ain't the God kind of love. But then you have some people, they think that way. So faith says, I believe God at his word. So if God showed me something in the word that is sinful, and I know I'm committing this act, then I'm committing sin. What I'm doing is wrong. I need to repent. That's what God kind of faith says. That's what happens when we operate in the God kind of faith. Now, when you're not operating in the God kind of faith, even though you may read those words, when you start rationalizing and start going, well, I don't feel like nothing's wrong with that what I'm doing, because, you know, God knows my heart. Yeah, he knows his own word too, okay? You know, listen, me, you, or anybody else, God is not going to go against his own word to please us. God is not going to go against his own word to excuse sin. Now, some people carry that mentality like he is, but I got news for you, he's not. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, let us go to the book of Romans chapter 10. Going to go to the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17 first, as this is a setup here for what we're going to go into in looking at how that we need faith to repent. Listen, understand this. As a Christian, faith, the God kind of faith, motivates our whole Christian walk. Did you know that? Yeah, our whole Christian walk is motivated by faith. Without it, we can't please God. We can't make it, people. So your whole Christian walk, for those of you that say, well, I'm for the Lord, I believe the Lord. Okay, you're going to have to walk by faith. You're going to have to live this life in faith. You get what I'm saying? Romans chapter 10, verse 17, look what the word of God says. It said, now, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Now, we get into the faith, back to the faith series, we're going to talk a little bit more on that. But notice that you see that this scripture tells us how to get faith. So if you needed faith for any kind of situation in your life, this scripture right here tells you how to get it. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So whatever the word of God says on that subject, when you hear it, that means take heed and accept it. He said, faith is right there. Whether the word is being preached to you, taught to you, whether you're reading the written word, whether God's speaking to you in an audible voice, his word, whether he's sending his word through angels to you or in a vision or a dream, either way the word is presented to you, faith is right there for you to take hold. Amen. So he said faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the word of God said. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, have a look at that. Now, keep that in mind. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Remember, the word of God says here, there's faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And once again, the word is specific on what you need to hear. The word of God. Not the word of Elijah Muhammad, not the word of Buddha, not the word of the Roman Catholicism or the popes, not their words, okay? The word of God. That's where the God kind of faith manifests itself. When we take heed and operate in what the word of God says, the God kind of faith manifests itself. You get what I'm saying? The word of man does not manifest the God kind of faith. This is why Paul, in his writing, in Romans 10, 17, was specific. He didn't say faith coming by hearing, period. He didn't say that. Because if he'd have left it like that, knowing man, we would have said, oh, okay, well, whatever I tend to listen to, that's going to give me faith. And you know, man, we'll come up with some odd, crazy stuff, man. We're like, oh, I want to listen to heavy metal rock. Up there sounding like they, you know, and no, they praising demons and worshiping Satan. I'm going to listen to that, and that's going to give me the faith. No, it ain't. So he said, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, look what he says, Acts chapter 2. Look at verse 22 and verse 23. Now, this is Peter speaking to the men of Israel on the day of Pentecost, and we're going to look at what he said here. And I want you to pay attention. Now, remember what Romans 10 and 17 said, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, he says, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Wow, this Jesus you have crucified and slain. Now, look at verse 29. And like I said, all this is basically, this is talking about Christ. Now, verse 29. He said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulture is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus have God raised up, wherein we are all witnesses. Okay? All right. Now, he goes on to say, okay, now, verse 33, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascending to the heavens, but he say himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made that same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, these are some strong words, people. He's telling them about Christ. Christ just wasn't any old person that you crucified, that he was both made Lord, amen, and Christ. You have crucified the Holy One. Amen. Now look at the next verse. He says, now look what the words are. Now when they heard this, now remember what did Romans 10 and 17 say? Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. What was Peter speaking? The word of God. He was not speaking the word of Peter or the word of any kind of man he wasn't speaking the word of idol gods. He was speaking the word of God. And the Bible said, and when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They became pricked in their heart. They heard it. The faith was there, people. They took hold of it. They took heed of that word. See, they could have sat there and rejected and said, man, I ain't listening to all this stuff. Man, gee, he wasn't no holy. He wasn't no Lord and no Christ. Man, I ain't here. See, then they wouldn't have had the faith. You get that? It wouldn't have affected them, what Peter said. But because they heard the word, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, because they heard the word, look what Peter said in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, what? Repent. Notice that Peter delivered the word first. You get that? He had to get them to hear the word. See, too many churches are just baptizing people and not making sure that they hear the word. You understand what I'm saying? They're just throwing them in the water and making them members in the church, and they're no more saved than the goat is on the moon. Okay? Why? Because they want bodies in the church. They just want more members, and the more members that go through, the more money flow in the collection plate. They're not concerned about making sure their heart is converted and that their heart is hearing the word of God. So Peter spoke the word first. Now, when they asked him the question, what shall we do? He said, repent. Okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. See, he knew they couldn't truly repent without hearing the word, people. They had to hear they needed to hear the word. Faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. They had to hear the word. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That's why verse 37 said, when they heard this, when they heard the message, they heard the word of God comes out the mouth of Peter. They heard the message. They accepted it. Hey, we crucified the Messiah. We crucified the one that was Lord in Christ. We crucified the one that the Lord said he was going to put and sit on the throne. Oh, my goodness, we didn't do it. And so they accepted it. Hallelujah. And see, verse 38, not verse 38, verse 41. Shows that they did. It said, then they that gladly received his word. You see, who were? The word of Peter. What was he speaking? The word of God. Were baptized. See, they received the word, so they did it. They repent and were baptized. You get that? Hallelujah. Yeah, they repented. Some of you look up, wait a minute. It just said they were baptized, but they repented too, because look at the message of Peter said in verse 38. Repent and be baptized. He ain't going to tell them repent and be baptized, and then they just get baptized and he be out repentant. No, they repented. Then they gladly received his word. His word. What was in his word? Repenting. Okay. Amen. You got to have faith to repent, people. Let me put it this way. To truly repent. Remember, repentance is not just expressing remorse or having a change of mind, but to turn away from the act that you committed, you got to have faith. Amen. This is why we find many times we did not truly repent of certain things that we did. We thought because we just said, oh, I'm so sorry. And that was it. We didn't think we had to stop doing the thing. As long as we were saying I'm sorry, that covered it. That's what we thought. But remember, we may fool man, but we won't fool God. Amen. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 41. Matthew chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 41. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It takes faith to repent, to hear another word, heeding, accepting it. See, hearing the word is not just hearing with your ears. That's part of it, but it's taking heed. Remember when you were growing up and daddy told you to do something or mama told you to do something and you didn't do it? What's the first thing they said? You didn't hear what I said. You'd be like, well, yeah, I did. No, they ain't talking about just with your ears. They talking about you didn't pay attention. You didn't take heed to it. You'd have took heed to it, you'd have done it. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, this is what Jesus said. He said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because of what, Jesus? They repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Jesus said the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching. What was Jonas preaching? The word of God. We're going to go there in a minute. He's preaching the word. Faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. So when the men of Nineveh heard the word, they did what? They repent. Once again, they could have just said, man, I ain't listening to this stuff, man. And talking about some, we didn't commit a sin. We didn't did this and that. Man, I ain't hearing that. Well, the faith ain't there, people. If we don't fully hear the word of God, we would not fully repent. Amen. Because one of our problems is many times we try to rationalize things. We all been guilty. Every last one of us been guilty at some point or another trying to rationalize something that we know God said was wrong. We try to rationalize, okay? You know, try to make it, you know, do a little slippery thing and maybe part of this is wrong, but the other part I don't see nothing wrong with. No, you don't see nothing wrong with it because you ain't hearing the word. Amen. Amen. We're not hearing the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They heard the word at the preaching of Jonas. That's what Jonas preached. He preached the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the book of Jonas. Old Testament. Yeah, we hear that at times, but not as much the book of Jonas. Sometimes it's not talked about as much as I can need to. The book of Jonas, chapter 3, the book of Jonas, chapter 3, amen. And I'm going to read at verse 2 to verse 10. The book of Jonas, chapter 3, verse 2 to verse 10. Now look what the word of God has to say here. The book of Jonah, Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 2 to verse 10. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. See, some of you, God is speaking a personal word on certain things you're doing. Well, faith coming by hearing, hearing the word of God. Whether God is speaking the word in your spirit, whether he's speaking to you in the audible voice, whether he's speaking to you in the dream, whether he's speaking to you in the vision, whether he sends an angel come at your front door in your living room telling you what thus says the Lord, that is the word of God. When you hear that, faith is there. And some of us, he's telling a personal word. There's some personal things we're doing that we didn't fully heed the word on. Okay? And there's some consequences that have come from it. Amen? Now, Jonah chapter 3, verse 2 to verse 10, the word of God says, now, I'm going to start at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. The Lord said, okay, arise, go into the city. I want you to preach what I say. Amen. Preach what I say. That should be a lesson to us today as Christian people. Wherever God send you, preach what he said. Don't go preaching trying to please people. See, this is how the lukewarmness has come in among the Christian community, because for the simple fact is that some Christians are getting an ear for what people like, and they preaching that thing. Why? So people can go around and talk about how great, dynamic a preacher they are. Oh, I'm going to be a member of your church. Oh, where you pastoring at? Where you preaching at? Okay. Verse 3. So Jonah rose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. He went to the place where God sent him. That's another thing we got to remember. Go where the Lord sends you. Don't be going into places that the Lord have not sent you. Please hear this. There are consequences when you do that. Amen. Like I gave an example one time, like when people need a new vehicle, and they say, I'm going to step out in faith. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to step out in faith. So they go to these car lots without Jesus. Okay? Don't consult them. They just say, I'm going to go out by faith. And they just step in these car lots. And then the devil sit up and look at him and say, all that I need to do is send somebody to sound sweet, sweet on the deal and get them. Amen. Hallelujah. I know this for a fact because it happened to me before, people. 1994, it happened to me before. I got sold what people would call a lemon, okay? A lemon, all right? I was what you call open bait for the salesman there. They sold me a car that was... Lord help me. I suffered behind that too. Yes, I did. Check garnished behind that. You name it. I suffered behind that. See, God blessed me with the money, people. He surely did. But see, I went to the car lot without him, okay? And I didn't get his wisdom. Now, verse 5. Verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, the verse before that already told you that Nineveh was an exceeding great city. Okay? Some people look at things that is great, and they think they can never come down. Well, guess what? Okay? Many of y'all that believe that, you're finna see it in this time. You're finna see some things that you consider great. Some businesses that you consider great, they finna come down. Because you know why? The word of the Lord finna come to them. Jonah told him, said, 40 days. He gave him a number too, okay? He said, yeah, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Could you imagine the look on some people's face now, Nineveh being a great city, and here come this man coming into the city talking about, Nineveh is going to be overthrown in 40 days. You can imagine how some of them look. Man, they're crazy. Greatest is bigger this city is. Man, this city ain't going down. Amen. See, it's a funny thing about it, even today. Now, you can tell some people about a small town going down. They accept that. But when you tell them some kind of big city, like you said, Los Angeles finna go down, they just look at you like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. This city too big for that stuff to be happening. Okay. But some of y'all that think that way, tell you what you do. Make sure if you ain't got satellite, get satellite just for the news, okay? Because you're going to get ready here. Anyhow, now, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Did you hear that? What they believe? Who? They believe God. Because Jonah came preaching what? The word of God. So the people believe God and proclaim a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. Even, you can go from rich to poor, to the popular to the unpopular. All of them here heard. See, God's word, listen, God's word is not prejudice. It's not discriminating. It doesn't discriminate against a certain class. It don't do that. The word of God is for everyone, whether you're the richest man on this earth or the poorest man on this earth. The word of God goes, what, for you. So everyone, from the greatest to the least, heard that word, and they started humbling themselves and called a fast. And verse 6 said, for a word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ash. Even the king got touched by it. The leadership. You're going to see leaders in these cities, in these towns, in these countries. They're going to get touched when they hear the word. Hallelujah. They're going to break down in humility. This king right here of Nineveh, a great city now. We ain't talking about your little average country town or something, but a great city humbled himself when he what? Heard the word of God. Notice you didn't read the people say, hey, wait a minute, John. You talking about the city going to be overthrown. We got to see some proof. Now, when the walls start cracking down, then perhaps we will come and find you, Jonah. But other than that, we ain't hear nothing you got to say. They didn't say that. See, when they heard the word, they believed. Amen. Verse 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. They went on what you call a straight fast. Straight fast. You know, your regular fast is you need to drink some water and go without food, okay? But that straight fast, that's the one where no water or no food. You just going straight, straight. So these people went straight. And the Bible said, verse 8, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto who? Unto God. Not unto Elijah Muhammad, not unto Buddha, but unto God. We got to give the message to the people, it's time to cry to God. Not these idol and demon gods that they serving. They can't do nothing for them. Only thing they can do for them is help them go to hell quicker. That's all they can do. It's nothing else these demon gods can do. Now, Christians, we need to quit being afraid, shaking and shivering when we need to proclaim that, because we're afraid people are going to say, now, you being narrow-minded. You just being narrow-minded, talking about your God is the only God. You know, other people, you know, God is God to them, and you need to respect that. Listen, I don't respect no demon. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't respect no demon. I don't respect Buddha. I don't respect Elijah Muhammad. That Elijah Muhammad is not God. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, he said, but let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way. That's the repentance, people. Turn from your evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their what? Their works. Their works of repentance. Okay? God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Okay? Amen. So, amen. He relented from the judgment that he was going to drop on them, people. They repented. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? But see, they had to hear the word and accept it. And once again, an example. Got to have faith to repent. Okay? These people, like I said, they could have been, now, the Bible told you, Nineveh was a great city. They could have looked at what Nineveh had and said, man, you are absolutely crazy. Guards, get him and throw him out the city. They could have did that. They could have said, man, this man is a lunatic. This Jonah, talking about in 40 days, then he threw a number at us. So in 40 days that this great city is going to be overthrown, what's wrong with him? I tell you what's wrong with him. He bad missing it. They could have said it, but they didn't. Amen? They didn't say all that, people. They heard the word, okay? They accepted the word. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I want to read another scripture out of another one of God's book called Record of Nephi. And this is a record of the people of God on this continent who was called Nephites. And, amen, the Lord dealt with them and things of that nature. And one of the books, the Record of Nephi, called the Book of Mosiah. I want to read a verse to you from out of there that goes with our subject here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Book of Mosiah, the 4th chapter, verse 9 and 10, it says, believe in God, believe that he is and that he created all things, both in heaven and earth. Believe that he have all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all the things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent. Now you see that? See, you got to have faith. When you have faith, you got to believe. You need belief to have faith, okay? And he said, believe that you must repent of your sin, okay? See, if you don't believe, then you ain't going to what? You ain't going to repent. Amen. If you don't believe the word, when it's delivered to you about you repenting, you're not going to repent. If you haven't been paying tithes and you don't believe what the word of God has to say about tithes, you're not going to pay tithes. You're not going to repent. You're not going to turn from that thing. Amen? You're not going to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them and humble yourself before God and ask the sincerity of heart that he will forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that ye do them. You hear that? He said, you got to, listen, you got to believe. What? The word of God. Got to have faith. Got to have faith, people. I mean, wow. Amen. See, you notice they go to church and they can come back and tell you, you know, in a sense, basically what was preached on Sunday. You're going, wow. You said, well, that being the case, why are they so quick to, commit sin? You know, they just heard the word because they heard with their ears per se, but they really didn't take heed. Okay? Yeah. They really didn't take heed. It's very important, people, that we get the faith. this is why, this, like I said, this is one of the reasons why the Lord tell us to study the Word of God, because the Word helps examine. You know, the Word reveals our hearts. You know that? Yeah, it do. The Word reveals our heart, tell you stuff that's in there. That's not of Him. It'll reveal it, okay? Because sometimes, see, there's times we don't guard our heart like we should. We be taking in stuff where we're watching it or listening to it, and then all of a sudden it's in our heart, then we start acting it out, okay? Amen. And so the Word of God shows and tells us, when we study the written Word, it starts revealing stuff about us. See, like I told, I shared with you guys back here, I said again, what, the other day on the broadcast, that the Lord told me in the year 2000, He said, this is one of the reasons why His people don't study the Word, because they are afraid that His Word is going to show them something about themselves. You get that? So they thinking that what I don't know won't hurt me. So they think that, well, if I don't know it's in the Word, God can't hold me accountable. Let me tell you something. Even if you don't know and you committed, you're still guilty. You understand that? It go for anybody. Even if you don't know and you commit it, you're still guilty. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. See, people, we got to understand that God knows us. And He knows when we try to be slick, you know, try to do a little something that we can get over. And God already tells you, I already got it covered. You're not gonna get this thing by me. Amen. I already got a cup. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop it here today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessed word. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I ask that you will bless all of those that were listening to your word today. Bless them to understand it. Father, I pray that you will give them revelation by your spirit on what I presented today. And we will give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for giving me a chance to present this message to you guys. This is all I had today. Lord, say the same. I will be back with another broadcast tomorrow. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.